Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and how's everybody doing this afternoon? I hope that you are restarting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I know you got several choices out there, so I thank you for being here with us. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm deciding if it's too early to buy one of the pumpkins I saw on my way in here.
You
this
told
morning.
Me in the morning show that you weren't going to buy any more.
I know, but when I came back, I saw them this morning, and then when I came back for this afternoon show, I don't think I can turn away.
Oh, God, you're like one of those. Okay, Tom, how's it going?
Doing good. Getting set up in October. And buy a pumpkin, just don't cut it.
There you go.
It'll last for a long time. Just don't cut it.
They don't, right. Are you like one of those carvers, though? Can you carve them really cool?
My wife gets the stencils and all that and does a pretty nice job. The stencils are miraculous.
They are.
They make
they
everybody an artist.
And those safe knives, mm-hmm. right?
So does that mean my triangle eyes and my tooth with the smile is not that awesome?
Yeah. Charming, but a little old school, but still, it works.
And I don't even clean it out. How bad is that?
Oh, see, do you ever make pumpkin seeds?
No, that would take
I've never made one, but I have cooked them.
Yeah. You never made them, of course. Okay. Of course.
How about the vomiting pumpkin? Have you seen those?
No. Oh, yes. That would be easy for me with my smile and a tooth.
Oh, is it just that stuff
coming
out?
Yeah, when you take the seeds and you put it out in front.
Oh, God, I love it.
People just get so silly, but it is creative.
It is creative.
You look at that and you thought, what knucklehead created that in their head?
I know.
Like you were saying in the early show, that whole thing about I can steal a good idea when it comes to stuff like that.
I love that.
It doesn't come up in my head, but if I see it, I go, that's in front of my house.
Absolutely. I love Halloween because it's not a birthday, so there's no expectations. You're like, I got all that done. That's great. Or, yeah, that didn't make it. So, but whatever. It's not a birthday. That's why I love Halloween.
But not only that, you could actually dress up as anything you ever wanted. And you could not even, nobody needs to even know who you are. That was the scary thing. I used to have these great parties, okay, and everybody dressed up. You never knew who was coming in your house.
That's true.
We had, an open house. Not so smart. But anyways, I'm so excited to have everybody be here today. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show every Saturday. 6 to 7, and then again right here from 2 to 3. I want to remind you that if you miss any part of our show, you can listen on KimPaganoShow.com. They're all downloaded there, also on iTunes. And of course, we love to give back, and today we've got lots of things to give back. Our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, when you call up, ask to be on the list for our newsletter. We've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. We're promoting. We've got great things happening in the 805, and I love to spread the word about them. Also, today, our first guest is Carrie Moore, and Carrie Moore is a spiritual medium. And not only that, she's got an amazing event coming up, and I've got some tickets to give away. Her event is Know and Let Go, perfect for October, and it's October 14th. So she's going to be our first guest joining us. But Tom, tell us a little bit about all the things that we have that we're giving away.
We still have Harvest Festival, which runs through to tomorrow. Sunrise, that's at the Ventura Fairgrounds. Great show. Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament. 10 tickets for the helicopter ball drop, and that is coming up on October 6th. We talked to them earlier. What a great event that is. A whole lot of fun. As random as it is, you can win a prize. And Carrie Moore, spiritual medium, about to be on in just moments. Know and Let Go, happening on October 14th. And finally, join Jennifer Schultz at the launch of Stonehouse Style Nights, October 14th. Step into fall in style and learn how to dress sexy at any age.
There you go. All right. And that is what we're giving away. Also, right now, why don't you just give us a call? Let's do a kind of a surprise gift. 419-0008, 419-0008. We're going to put your name in a hat and give something away with that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So anyways, our next guest is going to be Chess Edwards. He's going to be talking about drama and why we create drama, okay? And also Jennifer Schultz will be in the studio with us, and she's got a launch of at the Stonehouse Style Nights, and so I'd love you to join. We're going to find out more about how you can look good and at any age. So let's talk with our first guest, Carrie Moore. Carrie, are you there?
Well, hi, Kim. How? I'm here.
Oh,
how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Well, nice to hear from you.
Thank you so much. So I'm so excited. You know, I went to your last event, and wow, very in tune and intuitive, I guess I would say. And so tell us a little bit for my listeners that don't know you, and we can get them excited about your next event coming up October 14th.
Well, my event's going to be at the Wood Ranch Golf Country Club. It's October 14th from 6:30 to 9. It's a dinner event, so you'll be having dinner. I'll be doing door prizes throughout the evening, walking around, reading different tables. Whatever happens, whatever comes through me, I just deliver. It's a really fun, exciting night. In the foyer, I have a jewelry maker from the Santa Barbara Art Walk. I have a children's book author, and I have another children's a client of mine is starting a business with children's bows, so she's going to have her little table to display there to sell those. And
so, Carrie, tell us a little bit about how did you know that you were a medium? I mean, you know, what? Because we talked a little bit about this before, but I'd love you to share kind of your story.
Just quickly, my first experience is when I was 3 years old, but then I started to realize that I truly had this ability when my grandmother passed. Then in the year 2000, my daughter's boyfriend passed, and that was when I finally came out of the box.
Came out of the box. I like that.
That's when you knew for sure that you had something special, a gift.
Yeah, and that he was with us all the time. He was in my home. He was with her, and I finally, when no one was around, I just broke loose and just started talking to him, and I felt the answers. And then the following year, a very close ex-boyfriend of my other daughter passed, and he was here, and it just has been just this experience. It's just growth, and it's mushroomed into this whole business that I do for people. I'm a dental hygienist by profession, and I have spirit come to me constantly when I clean teeth. So I don't.
Wow, that's interesting
now,
right there.
Is this different than a sixth sense? Like, I know sometimes you will have that feeling that you know something's not right, something bad's going to happen, or something good's going to happen. Is this different, what you feel, rather than like a sixth sense?
It's much like that. It's just that's what it is. When you get very good and adept at applying it and knowing that what you're getting is truth, that's what I do. It's just been an experience of growth and knowing, getting validation that what I'm getting is accurate. And then you realize, oh, my, so it's not my imagination, you know, because you always want to rationalize it away. You always want to, you know, think,
right,
oh,
like, oh, that couldn't be possible that I felt it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
or
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we've got Carrie Moore, spiritual medium, on the phone with us right now and joining us. She's got an event coming up, Know and Let Go, and that's October 14th over at the Wood Ranch Country Club. Let me ask you, when you say know and let go, when people are able to learn something about their loved one on the other side, is that, do they feel, I mean, you know, you see it on TV. I watch a lot of the medium things on TV, and, you know, people just need that answer, that closure. Is that that's something that you can give them, correct?
Yeah, and, you know, that's what keeps me persevering in this, because I do get a lot of resistance, you know. A lot of people don't understand this. But when I can watch a person transform because I delivered a message that maybe they've been carrying some unfinished business, or just they didn't get to say goodbye, or they didn't know how their loved one passed, and they got a connection and got some information that they didn't have knowledge of before. And then I see them transform right before my eyes. They leave my, if I can get them to leave.
And what a gift that you can give somebody, right?
I know, I mean, how horrible after someone passes away to carry unfinished business. It's so important to take care of that in the now.
Yeah.
What people don't realize is they walk around holding that regret or that woulda, shoulda, coulda, or whatever it is that they're holding on to. And Spirit knows what that is. Because Spirit doesn't want us going through our daily lives, experiencing what we're supposed to, holding that low energy, that low frequency, because it does tap into our potential. And when we're in the moment creating and manifesting, we want to be able to use all of our energy. And when we have these things pulling at us, just kind of walking around with us in our field, if you will, it takes away from your ability to operate at the optimal capacity to create, to love, to experience. And I just love watching people release that. So that's why the know and let go, it's my trademark. It's just know and let go. We don't hope, pray, or believe. We know. The power is in knowing. And when you can know what you're doing.
You must hear some amazing stories from people.
It's just limitless what you can do. When you don't have fear resonating in your field, if you will, without getting too weird, you can do anything. Whatever you envision, you can create. And you just have to have the knowing that you can, and that it's a positive love energy knowing. And creating is also a high-frequency love energy.
Can you hear her passion?
I know. So Carrie, I have a question. It's not about, like, seeing a ghost, you know, in the hallway. It's not about that. It's deeper than that.
No. What do you mean? You mean, no, what I do?
Yes.
No. I feel them. I use all my senses.
Okay. You know, well, let me just explain. When I went there, I brought several people with me, and we were sitting at a table. It's kind of funny. I'm sure, Carrie, you can relate to this, is I wasn't sure I even though here I was helping you promote it, I wasn't sure I wanted you to totally talk to me, you know? and I kind of got that feeling from other people. And then as, you know, and then there's people that, please talk to me. Please, you know, I hope that I'm the one, you know, that you feel it. It's just something that you never know who you're going to talk to, correct?
Right. I just open myself up. It's just like changing the channel on the television. I just tune in and out. I'm not on 24/7. I can't, because I have to function and do my normal daily activities and produce my, you know, I have to go to work. I have to run my household. So I can't always let them in. But when I make the choice, I just click over, and whoever's there is there. Now at my events, I'll expand into the whole room. I just expand all my energy into every corner of the space, and I feel who's there. And the louder ones, the more predominant, the ones that have the bigger messages, the ones that have the urgency, I find they tend to come forward first. So once I get those guys all out of the way, then I'll realize, okay, it's kind of settled down. Then I'll start going table to table and make sure I give each table, you know, fair time with Spirit. But I can usually just, I can do it anyway. I can call them to me. I can just sense if they're there. I can do Matt Damon style, I call it, where I hold your hand and get a download. Or
just a sense, right? You just get
just a feeling.
It's just my sixth sense, and it's amazing. It's the most amazing thing ever. I get validations constantly. The other thing I do is I remote. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The other thing I do is I remote view, and that is what my real love has become.
You say that again. What do you do?
I remote view. I'm a remote viewer. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay, remote viewers. There's a movie called Men Who Stare at Goats with George Clooney, and it talks about remote viewers, how the government established this group of individuals to do espionage, actually. So you could be in one location but see something in another location.
Hmm.
And that's called remote viewing. So I can do that, and I love it. I help in criminal investigations. I can see perpetrators' faces and draw their mugshots, and then 3 weeks later they find the person, and then my drawing matches the mugshot.
That's fascinating. I would love that.
Wow.
The mind thing, especially if you lose someone and you don't know how, you know, who the perpetrator was or what happened to that person at the scene or how it went down. I can remote view. I can go into that space. Don't ask me exactly how this works, but I can go into the space and see and feel what's going on with the victim. And I first started doing this with Nancy Grace when I was watching the news. And I saw a little girl that was missing.
That's crazy.
And I just, oh my gosh. And then I looked right in her eyes and I got a download. It was like it's almost like a preview to a movie. And you see things so quickly, and you just can't, you need to grab a piece of paper and pen, you just can't get it down quick enough.
Okay, I have to ask you a really quick question. Kim's probably going to kill me. So I had a dream. My grandpa was a fireman, and I had a dream I had a dream about my grandpa, and in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I shot out of bed, and I said, there's a candle burning. And I had left a candle burning all night long, and I kid you not, I was dreaming of my grandfather who passed away when I was in high school years ago. And I was dreaming about him, not a real dream though, just he was in my dream somehow. And I shot out of bed and I smelled a candle burning. And I got up and I blew it out. And
wow,
it was
he was
so
protecting
weird.
You. Maybe he was protecting. Yeah, what's
so
your thought
strange.
On that, Carrie?
Well, when you're in the dream state, you're in a frequency where they can access you more easily. Your boundaries are down, your walls are down, you're not blocked, and you actually do travel in your sleep. Your spirit travels and accesses these higher realms where
wow.
they are. And so he was really watching your back died there.
And he was probably saying, why on earth would you have lit a candle before you went to bed?
Yeah, we actually had a neighbor that their house burned down, and thank God everybody was okay and the kids got out. But hello? Yeah, that's kind of scary. Carrie, I want everybody to go and see you. Again, tell us how we can find out more about this event. And also, do you do readings on the phone or how other, you know, or Skyping? Or tell us what other ways people can find you.
You know, I really don't like just the phone. I can, but I prefer doing Skype or FaceTime. I just feel it's more personal. But most of the time, I just see people at my home. I do travel and go to other people's homes. I'll do parties. I'll do groups.
That's great.
Most of my clients will come here.
And Carrie is in the 805, and of course, that's why we're talking about her. She is the brighter side of the 805. Carrie Moore, spiritual medium, give out your number and also give out how we can get tickets to Know and Let Go.
Okay, my Google Voice number would be 805-613-7410. My website is www.carriemoore, that's K-A-R-E-E, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, psychicmedium.com. I have to use the word psychic because that's what people think this is. When it's really not, but that's okay.
Okay.
And then go to my blog. It's titled Events and Stories tab. So click on the Events and Stories tab, and it'll be right there in a clickable link that'll take you to the registration and give you more details about the event. It's on Tuesday night, October 14th, from 6:30 to 9 at Wood Ranch Country Club. There's a no-host bar. There's door prizes. It's $65 per person. It includes everything, your meal, all the drinks, except, of course, the bar. And that's it. It's a fun girls' night out. If you get a full table of people, I give each person a $5 voucher for the bar at the table. So get a group together and join me.
And come on down.
I do have to have my head count in by this Friday, so I'm getting down to the wire here.
Okay.
That sounds really fun. That's such a beautiful location as well.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Carrie Moore. I am excited to see you again, and thank you so much for being a part of our show here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yay, thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right, Carrie Moore, and definitely Spiritual Medium event, Know and Let Go, October 14th. Get your tickets, and it's on my website, it's on my Facebook, and we've got it on our newsletter. So definitely, you want to get a newsletter, you'll be finding out about everything, and there's opportunities to win lots of stuff. All you do need to do is call in 419-0008, 419-0008, and tell them that you want to be put on the newsletter. Let's give away some Harvest tickets right now. Again, also, I've got Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament is having their helicopter ball drop, and that's October 6th. And you can win up to $5,000 in our 50-50. call right now. Get your name in for that, 419-0008, 419-0008. When we come back, we'll be talking with Chess Edwards. We're going to talk about drama, why we create it, and how to reduce it in our lives. So if you've got some major drama going on in your life, you're going to want to listen. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
We were born before the wind.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com. On October 6th, the 28th Annual Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament will be returning to the North Ranch Country Club. The tournament will feature a putting contest, brunch, refreshments on the course, cocktail hour, silent auction, helicopter ball drop, and awards dinner. Be prepared for some fun in the sun while supporting your local Rotary Club. For more information, please contact Nancy Lasota at 805-469-4548. Sign up online at www.sunriserotarygolfer.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And my friend Jennifer Schultz just joined us in the studio, and I'm so excited to talk about her launch that she has, and that's over at the Stonehouse Style Night. And Jennifer is beautiful inside and out, but not only that, she's going to teach us and give us some tips about how we can all
I'm so excited. We talked about you
on our morning show, and we talked about how, you know, sometimes you buy stuff and then you go in your closet and you're like, I don't have anything to wear. I don't like what I buy, and I don't want to buy anything I don't like anymore. And I love all the stuff that you've been posting, and so welcome. How are you, Jennifer?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. All right. Well, our next guest is Chess Edwards, and Chess has been on my show before. I love what we talk about, and today we're going to talk about drama. And I don't know about you. You know, I really try to stay away from that drama kind of thing. I like trying to have really straight talk and people in my life, but every once in a while, maybe you can't communicate and it ends up having a little bit of drama. So we're going to talk a little bit about why we create it and how to reduce it in our lives. Great topic. Chess, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me on the show again, Kim.
You are so welcome. So tell us, for my listeners that haven't heard you, and can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I work as a coach and a guide for people, and primarily my work, Kim, is on helping people come back to a really powerful place of peace within themselves so they can really make more conscious choices and how to create a more powerful and joyful powerful and joyful life.
Wow. Okay. And so what a great, I mean, that's what we all live for, just being peaceful in our life,
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah. The happy song, you know. It's so funny. I know Tom thinks it's so overplayed, but when that comes on, I just feel happy. You know, there's just something about
it. Makes you feel good.
Yeah, it makes me feel good. And there's like, there's clothes that make you feel good. There's songs, there's music, there's food, right?
There's all different things that make people feel good. Triggers to,
you know, what makes us peaceful. But why do we create drama?
Well, I think it's interesting, as you're saying, we are always looking for things that make us feel good. And I think we sometimes confuse that with things that make us feel safe.
Right.
But my definition of drama is really they're reactions that stem from perceived conflicts and fears and threats. Typically, when we are dramatic ourselves in our lives, when we're bringing more reaction than we need to an experience, it's because we feel threatened in some way. Our identity, our sense of safety, and you know, the truth is there's threats that are physical. You know, our house is burning down. There's going to be a lot of drama there. Absolutely. You know, we don't ask somebody to go in with a very zen state of mind as they're trying to get out of their burning house, or, you know, somebody's being physically threatened. You know, there's going to be heightened drama and anger and anxiety that's going to come up. But
that's more of a natural part of living, right?
Exactly.
Those are unavoidable dramas.
They're unavoidable, and they're quite handy, actually. You know,
why are they handy? And that's a great point right there. Why are they handy, Chess?
Well, because it moves us into action. You know, drama, when we're feeling threatened, the difference is between a perceived threat and a real threat. The real threat is I'm being beat, or my house is burning down. That's a real threat, and I better get really dramatic right now so that I can defend myself and put a stop to what's going on right now.
But in
my personal relationships, you know, if my partner, my kids, my coworker is simply, you know, I'm in conflict with them, you know, I might feel emotionally threatened, but it's not a real threat. And if I go into an overdramatic reaction, I'm probably damaging my relationship.
Right. Very important to know the difference. Yeah. Now, how do we reduce, is there really a way to reduce drama in our lives other than, you know, God forbid, things happening like leaving the candle on? Right now, she was saying that she left the candle on before, you know, she went to bed one night. But, I mean, if you're a pretty responsible person and, you know, you kind of live somewhat of a clean life, you know, mm-hmm. How do you attract those people that have drama in their life or not?
Well, that's a good point. And I don't know that we can necessarily greatly reduce the drama that is occurring in our lives. If you lead a pretty conscious and clean and stable lifestyle where your intentions are primarily around attracting love and camaraderie, you're probably not going to have a lot of drama in your life. But there are those who, you know, they're attracting a lot of it. And I think the reason they're attracting a lot of it is because it's the lesson that they still need to learn. And I think the lesson is typically this. Drama occurs when we expect others to give us what we're supposed to give to ourselves.
Mm. Oh, that is very...
Say that again for us.
Drama occurs when we expect others to give us what we haven't learned to give to ourselves.
Like life lessons, mm-hmm.
you're needing something and you want someone to give it to you.
Yeah.
I need to feel validated. Mm-hmm. I need to feel worthy. I need to feel loved. And as long as in my relationship you're giving me all those things, we are just fine. But the minute you start having a bad day and you're not giving me these things, I start to bring up the drama demanding that you give me what it's not your job to give me.
Wow, very interesting. Now, I know you talk about what's internal drama and external drama.
Yeah, so the internal drama is the drama that I'm feeling, you know, it's a passive aggressive. I'm feeling it inside, but I'm not expressing it to you. You're asking me, how's everything? And I'm saying, everything's fine. No, everything's just fine. Everything's good. No. And, you know, and internally, I'm seething, I'm angry, I'm feeling hurt, and the fact that we're not talking about it in a rational way, it's impacting me. So I've got internal drama happening that's not happening on the outside. And you asked about how do we reduce it, you know, when it does come up. And when I was younger, I was a pretty defensive young man. My way of dealing with conflict was to win.
To win. Okay, so you're pretty competitive.
It was a defense. It was the sense of I needed to prove myself right, to give a sense of worth to myself. I needed to prove that I was right. And I knew it was really bad when people started saying, you know, you're really good at arguing. You should be a lawyer.
Ah. Yeah, that is not a compliment.
No, and it was really bad because I was taking it as a compliment.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think I said that a couple times to my children.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
And when my intention is to win, I'm probably going to distance myself in the relationship.
Wow, that's
true. And there's a great phrase, which is seek to understand.
Seek to
understand. If I'm in conflict, my intention can turn to understanding. Oh, let me be curious about what's really happening on the other side of this conflict.
Mm.
And instead of just trying to win and having that stance, let me be curious about what's really happening for the other person.
Chess, you know, I want to let anybody know that if they're just joining us right here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Chess Edwards. We're talking about drama. And, you know, it's interesting because drama is, it could be an insecurity. It could be, you know, like you were saying, if you want something and you're working for it. But does drama and almost being... What's the word? My daughter and I were talking about it. Victim. Drama and victim. Do they go hand in hand?
Boy, that's a great question. I think they do.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because if I'm a victim, if I give you all the power over how I feel, you made me feel this way by your actions, by the fact that you just ignored me or you didn't clean up the thing I asked you to clean up or whatever it is, I feel small or I feel ignored.
Mm.
And that's my responsibility to get to a place where I recognize that I'm already enough and I'm worthy and I don't need you to give that to me. So if I give you all that power over how I feel, then I am indeed a victim.
So Chess, assuming that we all lead normal lives and we're good people, basically,
yeah.
What are three things that are always going to lead to drama? What three things should we avoid?
Like, oh, great,
you know,
great
in relationships, people we maybe our acquaintances. What are three things we should avoid to keep from creating more drama in our lives?
I think we should avoid blame as much as we can.
Mm, great.
You know, the statement. You.
That's perfect. Exactly. You made me feel this way. And as I think we talked about in the last show, nothing has meaning except for the meaning we give it.
Oh, I love this guy. That's why I have him back on. Okay, that is so true.
So here's a practice. Take your hand and point as if you're pointing accusingly towards somebody else. You, right?
Right.
Now look at your hand. How many fingers are pointing at the other person?
One.
How many fingers are pointing right back at you?
Three.
So it's taking my responsibility on my end for saying, here's how I feel. And that's a very valid statement. I feel angry, I feel afraid, I feel hurt, I feel minimalized, but I'm going to take responsibility and I'm just communicating, this is how I feel.
Hmm.
And your actions triggered it, but you didn't make me feel this way.
Right, because I have the responsibility to say, you know what, I'm not going to buy into that.
You're not going to make me feel that
you're
way
not
this time.
Gonna, yeah, right. I am going to take some control of my life and my feelings, and I'm either going to take some quiet time to just kind of dissolve that feeling. Have you ever been able to dissolve a feeling and kind of get over it? It's interesting because, you know, I have four children, but my youngest son has like turned his day around, you know, and I started looking at it going like, how did he turn his day around? You know, he was just like going to be this major problem. And then he came out and it was like, I was like, oh my God. He's like, Mom, I turned my day around. We can all do that. And you know, so there's got to be like something that we like, almost like a little alarm in our minds that we were like, we're not going down that road again.
I think sometimes when it comes to creating your own drama, if you just take a moment and realize, let's just think about it, and it's actually not that big of a deal.
Right. And do we want to be right? or do we want to be happy, right?
And I always say right is a very lonely place.
There you go.
It is. I wrote a blog this morning called Meeting Conflict with Curiosity.
Mm.
And that's what I had said is when I was a young man, I started to find myself to be more isolated and alone. But darn it, I was right.
I love it. Chess, where do we find out more about you? And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. I love you guys. I just so appreciate what you do and that you have this available for people to, you know, to, like you said, look on the brighter side, live on the brighter side of things.
There you go. All right. And what is your website or how do we find you?
It's chessedwards.com, chessedwards.com, and that's me.
I love it. Thank you so much for being a guest again. We're going to have you back for sure.
I look forward to it.
You got it.
Thanks,
all right.
Chess.
Thanks,
well,
when
we come back, we're going to talk to Jennifer Schultz, and we're going to talk about the event that she has coming up, and it's all about stepping into fall in style and learn how to dress sexy at any age. So that is going to be Tuesday, October 14th, 7 to 9 at the Stonehouse Restaurant. It's a fashion show. We've got wine, we've got swag bags, we've got style tips. There's tons of stuff. I'd love to invite you all. And if you call up right now, we've got some giveaways for you, right? We'd love to invite you to be a part of it. So 419-0008, 419-0008. You know that I'm a hair therapist. I love you to look good, feel good, and do good. That's what this is all about. When we come back, we're going to talk with Jennifer. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
School, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you are at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 a month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-5140. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-5140. That's 805-375-5140. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-5140.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com. Are you ready for an evening full of amazement? The Carrie Moore Spiritual Medium event is on October 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Wood Ranch Golf Club. You can expect a mind-blowing evening of divine love and enlightenment from Spirit. There will be Spirit Connections, dinner, and a raffle. You'll be given a chance to win a Zoom professional whitening treatment and a gift basket of Brocato hair products. Visit www.carriemoorepsychicmedium.com/clairvoyantcorner for more information and to purchase tickets.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I'm here with Jennifer, Tom, and myself, Kim. We always get a lot of Jennifers.
Jennifer is such a popular name.
I know.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great
name. Well, Jennifer Schultz is in our studio, and Jennifer is an image consultant. You know, it's such an important part of business nowadays, and just not only that, just life, because When you have a really cool outfit on that you feel like you're just ready to kill the world with, and, yes. and you know, you feel good, it makes, it's kind of like your hair. I really agree. It's right. like, you know, you look good, you feel good, you do good. I've always felt that way. And so I'm so glad that you're here to give us some tips. And I know you've got an event coming up. So, and I know we were able to give away some tickets. Let's, yes. you know, let's open up our lines again right now. 419-0008, 419-0008. And just, you know, when you call in, say that you want to go to the image party. Let's just say that, the image party for Jennifer Schultz. Tell us, what are we going to find there? And then we'll kind of go back into some tips.
Okay, well, great. First of all, thank you for having me here today. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm excited about this event because it's the launch of the first ever fashion show at Stonehouse, and there's nothing like this going on in our community, so it's a great way for people to come out and have a great night. And I want to treat everyone as VIPs, and as they walk in, receive a complimentary glass of wine or champagne, and we're going to have a vendor there that's a designer of Salt shoes. She's going to be there with her product from all the way from Laguna. And I'm going to be giving style tips throughout the night and really talking to the audience in regards to how to take a day look and turn it into a night look. So therefore, you're accessorizing with a jacket or jewelry or what have you, and learning that you can go from casual to an evening look and go have a date night or a fun night with your girlfriends.
Now, is it all about the shoes? Or is it about the outfit? You know what I mean? Because it, I mean, sometimes
which came first?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, that's a good question. Yeah. I personally think the outfit makes the shoes, and the shoes make the outfit.
So it's kind of a match.
It is
hand in hand.
Yes.
Right. And I hope that we're going to talk a little bit about what do you have, like, you know, 12 items that are a
yes.
must to have in
for
your closet?
Fall.
Yeah. There you go.
I do. I have more than 12.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so wait. Let's. So we're all a little bit older than 25.
Yes.
So let's
a little bit.
There's a difference, I think, when you go from junk dressing when you're young and you're going out with your friends all the time, and you get a little bit older, but you still want to be hip and cool. But there is certain things that you should not wear.
Is that, are you talking about age appropriate?
I know. I feel too young to say age appropriate, but I think I might be there. So yeah.
Well, it is. That's okay. It's age appropriate. I always say we're older than 12.
Right.
Because you're right, as it depends on if we're in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. I always say a lot of it has to do with our body shapes. And depending on our body shapes and embracing our body shapes and being in love with who we are. Because I think a lot of women think, oh, if I was just thinner, if I was taller, if I was this, I was that, I could wear this or that. And it is really, truly about embracing your body shape. And then finding the outfits that are appropriate.
I'm so glad you just said that, because to me, that is so important. We all are born with this body that is our transportation in life.
Right.
And so many of us, it's kind of like, you know, I won't have a party until my house is clean.
Absolutely.
Or until I add that
room silly way to live.
We're always waiting, and we're missing out on now. And, you know, and I one of the things that I'm really passionate about is really just enhancing what we've been given and making
Absolutely.
Your best about it and with it.
And well, even if you're not at your perfect place, to still take the time to dress and feel good about yourself, even if you're not
yes.
perfect in your mind yet.
Yeah, and it's what you were saying earlier about when we look good, we feel good. It just adds a sense of confidence
yeah.
to us. And because the way the world is, it's based on first impressions. And if we can take just 5 extra minutes in the morning, pick out a stylish outfit that makes us feel more confidence, make us feel like a million bucks, I always say. It does seem to allow different things that are positive come into our life.
Right, right. So what are, you know, in somebody's closet, okay, this is something that I have a lot of clothes, but I don't love a lot of them, okay?
Right.
And, but do you put your outfits together? How do you, so, because sometimes you're rushing and you forget about your black dress that you have there and you're like, I don't have anything. And so how do you
organize your closet?
Yeah. Well, one of the ways I work with my clients is when I go into their home, we go through all of their clothes that they do have, find out, you know, what do you still have from 1975.
High school or, yeah, right. Elementary. No.
Yeah, because yeah. we as women, for some reason, we think that we're going to wear that again. We're just going to wear it and we don't want to get rid of it. And typically, we don't wear it again. So I like to take out the things that are not in style anymore that are going to make you look dated. Because as we get older, if we wear something from a long time ago, it actually makes us look older. And it's not cool.
Wow. Nobody's ever said that before. And I never even thought about that. Even though you like that one shirt that you maybe used to look good right. in, it's going to date you.
Absolutely date you.
Wow.
So, yeah, it looked great when you were 20, but it's not going to look so great in your 40s or your 50s. So we go through the clothes, and I just really help my clients organize as far as putting I like to put everything in colors, having them hung on nice hangers, which makes a big difference, and then allowing someone to see that maybe this skirt you could wear with these three or four tops. And maybe the client didn't realize that she could wear all those tops with one skirt. Because I like to really be able to utilize one piece of, like a black skirt, because that is a staple. You should have.
So let's
in your
just
closet.
Talk about a black skirt. But I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jennifer Schultz. We're talking about your image, ladies and men, right?
Yes,
I mean,
and men.
Really, do you work with men too?
I do work with men, not as much, but mainly women, because I love to empower women.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is about your image. Now, a black skirt, what is in right now? Is it a pencil skirt? Is it a mini skirt?
Is it a flare skirt?
There's so
many choices.
There are a lot of choices. And I will tell you, the pencil skirt is always classic.
Oh, really?
And if you were to ask men if they would prefer a pencil skirt or a mini skirt, they will always say a pencil skirt.
Really?
It's sexier.
Okay. Tom, do you know what a pencil skirt is?
I'll say a little longer and somewhat tight, only guessing.
Okay, he's so smart. Now, so let's ask you that, mini skirt or pencil skirt? Any preference?
Go with a pencil, yeah.
Yeah, it's
mini
very
skirt's
sexy.
Trying too hard.
Oh, exactly. I like okay, it. He always I love having him on our show. He always gives us our input.
Yes, and he's right, and that's what most men will say that. They like the pencil skirt. It's classy, but it's sexy. It's elegant and just not trying too hard. So pencil skirts, you can't go wrong with a pencil skirt. The longer skirts, I get a lot of women that are, you know, not 5'8", 5'9", but it doesn't matter. If you are shorter, you still can wear a longer skirt. Just make sure maybe you're wearing a nice wedge with it, give you a little bit of height.
What about pants? What are the pants to have for fall? What type of pants?
Pants, well, obviously here.
High, low rise.
Again, that depends on your body shape.
Your body shape, okay.
Everything is based on body shape. So depending on the
client. And that's something that if I hired you, right, you would say, okay, this is what is best for you.
Correct.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, we'd look at your body shape. One of the things, again, going back to body shape, is I want to make sure women embrace their body shape. Again, I don't care what size you are, how tall you are. I want women to learn to embrace their body shape. And
that's
once
so
they embrace
important.
It, somehow the clothes seem to start looking better on them.
Wow.
It just happens.
Okay. Now, what about color? I think that's a big thing. Okay. Because you could, you know, you have that, an auburn, would you say?
Or
it's
like a
maroon color. That is not a good color on me. You know, and
it's funny because we all three are fair and have blonde hair. So we're curious to see what we all think is the best color.
So
obviously Jennifer will know the right color.
Correct.
But curious to see what we all think.
Yeah.
Well, it's depending if you're cools or warms.
Mm.
The colors for fall, which are kind of in our alley, but are plums, purples, lots of grays.
Grays are silvers. Now, it's funny. I like gray.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it likes me so much, you know?
Well, you could do a pretty silver and then maybe even some accessories.
Yeah,
with
you
statement
could pop
pieces.
It with some red, right? And the gray.
Oh, red or plum. Yeah. Just all those plums and purples and do a great statement necklace, because statement necklaces have been in and they're still
in. I love statement necklaces.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. Statement necklaces. You know, there's so many places that they have them. So is big too big?
No. The bigger, the better.
In really?
This case, if I can say this, size matters. The bigger, the better.
Okay.
So there's a salon in Westlake. It's called HG Salon. And wow, do they have some incredible statement piece jewelry there that I fell in love with. I walked in and I see a lot of jewelry, but this jewelry really popped. The colors that Isabel works with, and she makes sure she just has some different things that really pop out. So
wow, I love that. I think you can add color just in your jewelry.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what about matching shoes? Is that, do you have to have matching color shoes? Because I know on Facebook you show a lot of popping colors. I love popping color shoes. But is
you don't want to be too matchy-matchy.
Not matchy-matchy anymore.
Yeah, it's not matchy-matchy. Even for me, I have to remember, don't be too matchy-matchy, because that was how it used to be. Now it's fun to pop some color with your shoes or even a bag. Again, your accessories. Scarves are going to be really hot this fall. Just any accessories.
So what are the colors that are the hottest for this fall?
Again, the plums, purples, grays, silvers, all of those kind of softer tones.
What about the, like, the blues?
The electric, that bright blue?
Not so much
not
anymore?
Not so much.
Really?
It has been very popular, but again, when I, all the stuff from Fashion Week and all the different things I've been looking at has been showing all the grays and the plums.
What are the key pieces for
and
the fall?
And some of the burgundies also.
So what do you do if you have already bought the blues and you have a, does that mean you have to, get rid of them, right?
No. Still wear color. Be proud. Be wear color. I mean, wear your color, because so many women think, oh, I have to wear black. I have to wear white, or black and white. But wear color this fall.
Okay.
Color
is
hot.
So you can still wear those colors even though they're not in?
Yeah, I have lots of blue. I'm still going to wear blue this season.
Okay, because it's one of my favorite colors,
I like
too.
Blue. I love green. I love green.
I love green, too. Yeah.
Blues and greens will look fabulous on us because we have the blonde hair.
Yeah. So again, what are the key pieces for fall? What should we have in our, what should we make sure we have in our wardrobe to go with what we have maybe from last season?
Definitely a pair of good, cute, sexy boots, black boots. You want to have a pair of boots.
So are they high? Are they low? You know, heel-wise, wedges? Are they wedges
Wedges
in?
Are popular, very hot. I always like a high boot, but some people can't wear high, so maybe just get a smaller kitten heel boot, but some sort of boot that goes up to your knee.
Okay.
Also, again, a pencil skirt. You always want to have a blouse, a button-up white blouse.
Love white blouses.
Crisp.
That's like my, you
I
know?
Do too. They're so, yes. It's hard to find one that you really love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ones that you don't have to iron, right?
Well, yeah, you're always probably going to have to iron
it.
And always make sure you go out and invest in a new white blouse, because it just gets dingy from the year before. So just invest in a nice white blouse. A good pair of jeans, again, based on your body size, will determine what style, what brand of jean.
Let's tell everybody, we're already at the end. See,
I know,
Jennifer,
you
were worried about this. I know, we're going to have you back, because this is so much fun. Invite everybody, and again, let's give some tickets away to Jennifer Schultz. Her launch of Stonehouse Style Nights is October 14th. Step into fall in style and learn how to dress sexy at any age. And again, that's going to be 7 to 9 419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love you to be there. And we've got a couple tickets to give away, so we would love that. What else are we going to find, and where do we find out more about you?
Okay, you're also going to, I want to definitely talk about the charity. It's for Sophie's Buddy. It's a rare childhood cancer that kids are getting, and they're dying from it. And we have a local person, her name is Sandra, and she lost her daughter not too long ago to this disease. So we are definitely doing lots of awesome, incredible raffles to help support her cause. So that's really important to me.
I'd love to give a cut and blow drive and a hair therapy
so that we can
add to that. So,
oh, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, and
that'd
be great. Of course, my salon's in Westlake. So
okay, thank you.
And the Stonehouse is such a great location. It's
so really like the hot Westlake place now.
Yes.
So yeah,
it is the
definitely.
Place
so will you be outside or will you be inside?
We'll start outside in the courtyard area, and then we move into the tasting room for the actual fashion show event.
Oh, so there'll be the fashion show. Oh, that's great.
So how many people in the fashion show?
We have how many models?
Yeah.
We have 5 gorgeous, hot, sexy models, and I will say they range from ages like 30, 40s into the 50s. I wanted to give a wide range of age, and they're going to be, like I said, trying on different outfits for day to night. And then we'll be doing the raffles as well. And it's going to be a really exciting night. I'm very excited. And
it sounds really fun. I'm excited to go.
Yeah, we'll have to get a bunch of
absolutely.
Of our
Kim Pagano Show friends to go with us. So yeah, definitely. Where do people find out more about you?
They can go to my website, which is Jennifer Schultz, and that's S-H-U-L-T-Z style.com.
All right.
So JenniferSchultzStyle.com, and then they can go to the event tab, click on the event tab, and order tickets. They're $25.
And do you just pin outfits on Pinterest? Is that what I'm saying? Oh, that you're Pinterest? On Pinterest.
Yeah, actually on Facebook. And look us up on Facebook because I'm going to share you with everybody. Okay. Jennifer, okay. I know you wanted to just give out Reduce's phone number.
Absolutely. This actually goes really well. It's never too late to start looking great. I encourage anybody to contact Reduce What Medical Weight Control at 805-375-4150 if you want to start eating healthy. It's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. They're off the 101 freeway right in Newberry Park. Again, Reduce Medical Weight Control, and the phone number is 805-375-4150. And if you're ready to take back control of your eating, this is the place to go.
I love it. And you've been doing so good.
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, it's
so
great.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer, Tom, and all my listeners out there, I thank you so much for restarting your day with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I do want to remind you, if you missed any part of our show, to go on KimPaganoShow.com, iTunes. You can download all of our shows there. And hit us up on Facebook. We've got Pinterest. And you're on
Instagram.
805
Chastain.
There
Instagram.
You go. Yeah, but we are all about the brighter side, so we would love to share that with you. Again, let us end our show with a moment of happiness. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. With that, you've been listening, and I thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your weekend.